You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Last week saw a redistribution of some important portfolios between National's cabinet ministers. The two most important of these changes were the shift of Dr. Shane Vertie's health portfolio to Simeon Brown and Nicola Willis's adoption of the new Minister for Economic Growth portfolio. Long-time listeners of the BFM National Party interview segment may also be interested to hear that our former interviewee James Meagher is now the Minister for Hunting and Fishing, the South Island and Youth. In Luxon's State of the Nation speech, he also spoke about the future of the country and promoting more economic growth. He also spoke about his concern about New Zealanders heading overseas to see big-name artists perform. In our weekly catch-up with National's Tom Rutherford, I asked about each of these issues, starting with the National Party reshuffle. So I wanted to start off this morning with National's cabinet reshuffle. Briefly, what's the reshuffle aimed at doing, and why has it come about at this time?
Yeah, the reshuffle was done by the Prime Minister at the start of the political year. It's an opportunity to show our relentless focus on economic growth, and the reshuffle underlined that priority. We do really have a fantastic team in the National Party, plenty of people with exceptional talent, and the reshuffle was focused on the job we're elected to do and making sure we've got the people in the right places to be able to deliver for New Zealanders.
Yeah, and in those portfolio changes, we saw the health portfolio handed from Dr. Shane Retty over to Simeon Brown. Dr. Shane Retty has over 20 years of experience working in medicine, whereas Simeon Brown has none. Just what's the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, the Prime Minister is looking for a change in the health area. Obviously, it's been a challenging space, not just for our government, but for many governments prior to us here in New Zealand. Health is a really big challenge for us, ensuring that we've got an adequate healthcare system to support all New Zealanders when they need it. Dr. Shane Retty did incredible work in that space. He's an incredible man. He's got wonderful character about him. As you said, he's still a current practicing GP. But the Prime Minister was looking to make a change. He was looking for relentless and deliverables to bring out to New Zealanders so that they can see tangible differences. And I'm confident that Simeon Brown's going to be the man to deliver that.
And if we're talking about Simeon Brown as the new Minister of Health, he's on the record having discussed before his views on abortion. How do you think those will influence him moving forward as Health Minister?
They'll have no influence on his ability as the Health Minister. We've been very, very certain with the New Zealand public we are not changing the abortion laws here in New Zealand. And with the change of Simeon Brown to the Minister of Health, makes no difference to our commitment to the New Zealand people. We're not changing abortion laws in New Zealand.
Even without legal change, can we expect any changes to funding or other organisational matters around abortion?
No.
All right. And with the main other change, the appointment of Nicola Willis as Minister of the newly created portfolio of Minister of Economic Growth, what's this new role aimed to do?
Yeah, going for economic growth is the biggest priority for our government. Times are still tough for Kiwis, and we know there's more work to do. So we know that our economic plan has been working around growing faster than inflation, bringing down interest rates. The Reserve Bank is forecasting more relief soon. But delivering economic growth is critical to improving our quality of life, strengthening local businesses, lifting incomes and creating opportunities for Kiwis, and that's going to be Minister Willis's focus in that new portfolio.
There's been some scepticism around the necessity of such a new portfolio, as some are suggesting that the responsibilities might already be involved in the role of the Ministry or Minister of Finance. Could you just go into that a little bit?
Yeah, we are relentlessly focused on economic growth this year, and having a minister tasked with doing that and focused on delivering on it for New Zealanders is really crystal clear. Yes, some of the work that she will be picking up will have been done previously by other ministers or will have been led by other ministers in those roles. But what we're saying to the New Zealand public is we've got such a strong focus on economic growth this year that we want a specific minister tasked with delivering on it for New Zealanders so that we can get out of this rut that we've been in, so that we can create a country that's got prosperity, and so that we can move forward together with everybody taking and playing a part in it, so we can become the best country in the world, and so that we can make this the best place for people to live, work and play.
And we've seen not only with the creation of this new role, but also with Prime Minister Luxon in his State of the Nation speech, which had a heavy focus on the economy and growth. Is now a time to focus on growth as many continue to struggle with a high cost of living?
Absolutely. Growth will help assist with the cost of living and bringing that down. The two go hand in hand. If we have economic growth as a primary focus, if we talk about things like Invest New Zealand and the changes we're making in the science sector reforms and all the other changes that we're going to be making throughout the year, it's got a focus of making New Zealand an attractive place for people to invest, but also more importantly, an attractive place where people in New Zealand can maintain and keep up with the cost of living crisis that we've got at the moment. It's a real challenge for people out there. And so what we want to say is we want to lower the cost of living. We want to make this an affordable place for New Zealanders to live and to get ahead. And we do that by making some drastic changes like we are.
In that same State of the Nation speech, Prime Minister Luxon discusses how New Zealand citizens will often go to Australia for big-name concerts. Is this really the biggest issue for our government to be concerned about?
Oh, I think you've sort of cherry-picked a little bit there. That was an aspect of the Prime Minister's speech where he was saying things like Eden Park, for example, could only have 6 concerts a year, and that's why we missed out on Taylor Swift coming to New Zealand in 2024. And she went to Australia and she went to everywhere else, and if you're a Kiwi fan, you had to travel across to Australia to be able to hear it. What the Prime Minister's saying is he's using that as an example. He's saying, we've created this culture of saying no. We wanted Taylor Swift to come to New Zealand. We wanted her to perform in front of all her fans and everybody to invest in seeing her and invest in the local economy, but we couldn't because we created this culture of no. We've capped Eden Park at 6 concerts a year, and that way, that prevented her from coming. And so the Prime Minister is saying, we need to create this culture of saying yes. Let's enable these opportunities to happen. Let's enable people like Taylor Swift and other large name performers to come to New Zealand so that we can invest in our local economy, which ultimately helps all New Zealanders get ahead.
And outside of the concert and music scene, how does this philosophy, I guess, impact other parts of New Zealand politics and New Zealand society?
Yeah, what we're trying to say is we're trying to say that this is a really challenging time for people at the moment. And by having further investment coming into the country, we can deliver better public services, we can have better roads, we can ensure that we're investing in our hospitals and education sectors like we need to. We don't do that by trading with ourselves. We do that by going out into the overseas market and saying, hey, New Zealand is in a really attractive place to invest, to bring your money, to invest in the infrastructure and support services we need, and that helps all Kiwis get ahead.
And I guess if we're focusing on international markets rather than our domestic product, if we're looking at music scene, as I've mentioned earlier, New Zealand has a strong independent music scene. I guess how does this contrast against the desires of the government to import more concerts and international performers?
Oh, the two go hand in hand, absolutely. For example, over the holiday period, my partner and I went and saw a Drax Project at the Waihee Beach Hotel. We love supporting our local New Zealand acts and the independent circuit that you mentioned as well. And so all we're saying is you can have two at the same time. You can chew gum and walk at the same time. Just because we're looking to try and attract more overseas acts into New Zealand doesn't mean we diminish our New Zealand performers or independent circuit. We can do both. We can support both industries in this country. And if we do, it'll invest back into the local economy. People will buy the tickets to go, people will pay for the accommodation, they'll pay for their food and drink. It all comes back and ensures that New Zealand continues to be an easier place for people to afford to live in.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the National Party cabinet reshuffle and Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's State of the Nation speech.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.